I usually say vulnerable. Even when I'm just in general conversation, I say vulnerable. That's four syllables. Vulnerable. Vulnerable. With a real L. Vulnerable. But I've heard now several people on the radio, professionals, saying vulnerable. And I hear lots of people in conversation, probably for about 10 years or more now, say vulnerable. The president is making himself vulnerable to criticism. I just want to be completely vulnerable with you right now. As for Kashmir and Kashmir, I always grew up saying Kashmir. It's Kashmir. The original language doesn't have the Z sound. But now I think a whole lot of people, it's just considered perfectly accepted to say Kashmir. Kashmir. Somehow people thought it sounded classy, probably because French sounds classy. And French, it seems something Frenchy. I don't know. How about Washington? Washington, D.C. I say Washington, D.C. with a N, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. But I hear a lot of people say Washington. Even on the radio, professionals. Well, a lot of people in Washington are being pressured to, etc. So let's talk about those tiffing and puffing. You hear the difference between tart and start. The T in start is dart, dart. Whereas the T in tart is tart, tart. So most Americans say tart, tart. But they would never say start. That's the mark of a foreigner to the English language, right? Someone who's speaking English as a second language, usually from Europe, maybe Eastern Europe. You'd say, let's start the process. No American would ever say that. You'd say, let's start the process. If you said the word tart like you said start, you'd say the king of tarts. But no one ever says the king of tarts. You'd say the king of tarts. You puff the P. Same thing, right? Ping. Ping pong. Ping pong. Ping pong. You'd never say ping pong. If you say ping pong, you kind of sound like someone who comes to English from Spanish, right? Let's play ping pong. Ping pong. But Americans do say stopping. You'd never say stopping, stopping. It's even hard to say. Stopping. We are stopping in our shopping. You'd never say that. You'd say stopping, shopping. Same thing with the K. You cuff the K in king. King. He's the king. You'd never say the king. If you say king, you sound like Cary Grant or Audrey Hepburn. King, I'm the king. You'd say king if you're American. But you don't say stocking. Stocking stuffer, you'd never say that. Stocking stuffer, you'd say stocking. Stocking stuffer. If you said the word king, like you said stocking, you'd say king. On the radio, I'd say Hillary Clinton. But I wouldn't necessarily tiff the T with Clinton. I would just say, in person, I'd say Clinton. That is Clin. No, no, no. I say the real N, Clin. Clinton. So Hillary Clinton. On the radio, Hillary Clinton. In person, Hillary Clinton. Greta and Clara will probably say Clinton. They have that French sounding half in. Clinton. But they bring it to an N at the end. They don't say Clinton. They would say Clinton. They both say button. Daddy, I can't get my button done. We would say, Daddy, I can't get my button done. Button. You say butt. You don't say button. You'd never say, Daddy, I get my button done. But you'd say, Daddy, I can't get my button done. But, there you go.